started. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Walter?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford? It's going to be late, correct?
Right.
Dennis?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman is absent. LaChance?
Here.
And Rodriguez?
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of all our visitors, our wonderful staff.
There should be more coming.
Okay.
I was going to say, they're still working.
Yeah, well, they are. We have Joan Knudsen. We have Shelly.
Cheryl.
I don't know why. I get those two. You gals confused. I don't know why. You don't even look alike. Of course, I call her Lisa. And then?
I'm Becky.
Becky?
Uh-huh. Jessica Becky.
Okay.
Jeanette Weiss.
Yep.
Okay. Amendments to the agenda. I have two things to put on there. One is the Dakin Applied quote. We need to revisit it real quick. And wanted to discuss, after we discuss with the staff, the candidate's concerns.
Should that be an executive session?
I don't think so. I don't think it needs to be.
But I thought compensation had to be.
Well, we don't have it on the board on here as an executive session, so we can't add an executive session to it. I don't think it's going to be an issue since we've already said it in open session that we were going to, and these are just her concerns to what we offered.
But our offering was in closed session, wasn't it? We discussed her offering in closed session.
Well, we discussed the salary level.
Yeah, that's what we need to discuss today, though.
And then we voted on it. We can't vote in executive session. We voted outside.
So...
But her salary was discussed, because I thought people's salaries were supposed to discuss in closed session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think
that's not public record.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I know it is where I work. I didn't know whether or not.
It is here,
it feels
too.
Like we always talk about compensation in executive session.
It is, but it is also public record. You can go to the city hall. It's published every year. What everybody makes. Mm-hmm. I think it's in more in general, but not specific names. But I don't believe we can add an executive session if it's not listed. So, what I'm trying to avoid is the expenses of background check and drug test. If we can't come up with a compromise between us. And that's all scheduled for tomorrow.
Are you sure we can't go in? I mean,
it's got to be listed on the agenda, and it's not.
And there's no emergency executive session that we
can do. I don't believe so.
I have my notes from the Meetings Act in this very folder.
Okay.
So I'll look this up.
Okay. 10 years ago, and I don't remember it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Rebecca, of course, needs a photo for tomorrow.
What do you
want to
start with
first? Well, we would start with our decision with the director.
Yeah, we talked about it and tabled it. It was really a lot of money.
We've already put that on the paper.
Yeah.
So
it's been out in the paper.
I think you can talk generally until she finds out.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
But I don't know about giving opinions.
Yeah.
But then we don't have any
newspapers
here.
No.
So.
It's all recorded in public record.
It's all recorded in public record.
They could always just go and listen to the tape tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, do we want to move on or do we want to wait till...
No, move on.
Move on,
let's generally
okay.
open
okay.
it up.
So, we have no public, unless you guys want to be the public and say something. Staff comment, well, that's what we're here for. So we will move right along to the discussion of the board's director decision. So who wants to start?
Well, I think that all of you know that we voted to have Alyssa Tapper as our director. Or if you didn't hear, you do now. She met all the qualifications that you could possibly want. All of the scores that the staff that filled out their papers.
We have a breakdown of the staff.
Wrote on our questions. She comes out on top. That's all I can say right now. Anybody want to add? Still looking.
Actually, I found it.
Okay.
These are my notes, which I was reading from the screen, obviously. But it says that, can close in the middle of session, no prior notice needed, no specific exemption, don't know what that means, vote to close session in open meeting, recorded in minutes, if not in open session, must be disclosed. That's what my notes say. So it sounds like we can do it right now. We would vote for it in open session to close it.
Okay.
And then it would be recorded.
Okay. So then we will amend the, we'll discuss the candidates concerned in an executive session after we're done with all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you
want to
now your concern or talk to her?
Did I talk to her?
So, I just, to break down, can she explain, because I was basing my decision on that chart, because I wasn't here for either interview either.
Right.
The analysis is just the candidate evaluation and Dixie, Shelley, Noah, and Jeanette. Remember, the evaluation is an evaluation form that at the end of each interview, each person that was represented before the interview a candidate evaluation form, and they rated each candidate on how they felt. And so what this chart is just an average between the average of each question. So if you see educational background, they had to rate it from a 5 being exceptional. Let me see what else. 5 being exceptional, 2, do you have that? 5 being exceptional. Well, it was rated by exceptional, meet standards, and so forth. So what we did was take an average from what the boards, all the boards' candidate evaluation forms, and then we took the average of all the staff that interviewed the directors of what they rated each candidate. And these were the numbers that came across. So the blue is the board, and the red is the staff. And that's what came off based on each job-related skill. For each candidate, so Alyssa Topper is the first one. The three candidates that we interviewed, the second one is Bazan, and the third one was Kennard. And those were the three candidates that we interviewed.
Twice.
And went into the second
round.
And this is what we came up with.
Were there more candidates that had applied and you just selected these three, or were there only three that applied and you interviewed at the time?
There was probably 50 that applied.
Okay.
Probably about 40 of them were disqualified because they had no library experience at all. They were lawyers. They were forklift drivers. They were maintenance people.
Indeed,
it was like
the Indeed applications were not related.
Yeah.
We did get some decent ones through, and we looked like if you didn't even meet the minimum level, it was like no point. So the very first round was those three.
Yeah.
Then we had their second round as well as another additional that was supposed to be 4, but it was only 3. I was here for the second three.
And there was only 2.
Right. It was supposed to be 3 on
the second. The second one.
And there was only 2, a female and a male?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And one of
the candidates backed out. Things changed for her. So we only interviewed 5. And the people who had already been at the interviews for the first and second round, those candidates were way above the candidates I was there for, which was their first round. It was only 2 of them, and neither of them fit like a full library. Like, they would be really good. We'd be like, if we needed this kind of person at the library, if we were as big as where they were coming from, we could see hiring them in a minute, but not to run an entire library. They would have been good to run departments of a library.
Neither of them had been directors prior.
No.
These three candidates were directors prior. They had a lot of experience. You just really look at the breakdown of each job-related skills, they'll tell you how they rated them. I mean, the top three is educational, which we're looking at the MLS. Okay. The relevant job experience, having experience of being a director of a job shows, I mean, the library, shows that you have the experience, as well as leadership and supervisory experience. The second two, to say what Mecca said, the two candidates that only went through the first round were more managerial. Right. We could see them as managers, but not as a leadership role running the entire library. Okay. Did you guys have any, after looking at the analysis?
It looks good on paper.
I know. And I wasn't there for the first two, and we heard the concerns, but it's really difficult when you have these, like, gut concerns, but the scores from your very own staff rated them high. So it was like, but your score, you see what I mean? Like, I was like, so their scores are going to not represent what they are feeling about this candidate. The scores are high.
So I'm just curious. You know, we've had Michelle Fister as a director here for a very long time. And as you all know, she lives right over there. Mm-hmm. So this candidate that you have selected, if I read correctly, it's an hour and a half to 2 hour drive one way away.
Yep.
And I'm just curious how we see that working from my limited experience of things that happen after hours, and Michelle would always be, I remember how is
that's
that
probably our biggest concern.
I'm just curious.
We talked about that. The second candidate lives over an hour away as well. So it was like both of the top candidates live really far.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the next one we would have gone with was so much. I think that maybe would have changed things a little bit, but it's like they're both so far away, we went with the most qualified.
Okay. Yeah. So then, speaking even from that, not maybe just specifically to the candidate that's actually coming then, speaking to how do you see that rolling into the function in the
From an experience from HR, yeah. We can't disqualify a candidate just because they live. If they say that they want the job and that they will be here, we have to go off of that.
Absolutely.
It kind of gets into being kind of discriminating because they live far away.
Right.
It's just...
What if it becomes...
And I'm
worried
about that.
Then we look at that
how
as it comes.
How we come
Because you guys will tell us.
We're hiring.
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. I would have to say I'm new on the board, but I would hope that when we do have a new candidate, that you guys will begin to be a part of the board meetings as well. And then we won't know what's going on if you guys don't tell us. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you don't tell us that there's a problem, you don't tell us something's going on, we can't fix it.
Right.
So if we move in this direction and you see that there are some concerns, come to the board meetings. You know, take your notes and whatever it is that you think you need to do to bring that up
to
the board.
You're not going to get in trouble.
No, and you
won't.
We've always encouraged the staff to come to the meetings and voice their concerns. Or give one of us, if you can't make the meeting and you have a concern, write it on a piece of paper and give it to one of us.
Right. So did you discuss with them?
Our email addresses are on the
website. Yeah, email address, you can email us.
Did you discuss with them some of the potential issues that would occur off hours? Like, so say they're here and they're leaving at 4 o'clock and she's driving home and at 7:30 there's a problem and somebody... So has that been discussed with them that they realize that that potential exists?
My expectation of the library director is you've been a library director several times.
Okay.
And you should be aware of that there will be issues that come up, and you should not have a problem. This is your job. This is what we're hiring you for.
Was that a concern as well that was brought up, the amount of times that she has been a director in the short period
of time?
You said seven times.
I didn't say seven times. I just been a director.
Several.
Several times.
Yeah.
And you cannot, how do I say it?
What I brought up at the board meeting is I feel like, not lived here as long as some of you, but in my 11 years, we only had the one. For some of you, she's been the director the entire time. When I moved here, we had just built the new building, so we used to be in this, and a lot of us still have that mindset, but that's not where you're our middle school has over 1,000 children.
Yeah.
Like, our district is growing. The person who stays for 10, 15, 20 years is just not who people are in the library world. I have a friend who worked at Plainfield the year after I left. She's already changed jobs 5 times and is now running a library. But the only way to get there was to keep moving to the next up level. Like, some people in library, that's just the way libraries work. Some people stay in the one place because they just love it and it's comfortable and it's great. Some people, when you're moving up, you have to move around to move up because there's not always enough moving up in the one library because the people who are at the top who love it don't leave. So sometimes you have to move around. So I looked and it wasn't like every year. It was like 3 years here, 2-3 years. That is not really in corporate America. You'd move every 18 months to 2 years. So I think it makes some of us concerned because we're used to somebody who stays a long time. But if you know public libraries and other public libraries, they do move.
Right.
They just do. You know, in the larger library systems, you do. You might move from one branch to another. That's the only way to move up sometimes. So I did see that concern. I was like, well, we just celebrated Michelle being here, like, almost as long as I've been alive. So, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of seems strange to hire somebody who's only been in something for 3 years, but I don't think that that's abnormal for library science. I know that would raise an alarm. I don't think that that's abnormal, and I don't think that that's necessarily going to be abnormal for us. And so with that mindset, we said, I think we all agree that we wanted whoever we chose for you to open arms, but not blind open arms. It was just open arms. But we want to catch it early if it's totally not working, because we'd rather catch it early and not working and start the search again than be like, no, we're stuck with this person for 3 years. No, 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 no. You got 90 days.
Okay, so you say.
Can I piggyback one after? So she gave the experience of being a librarian. I know more of the corporate experience. So when we're looking at a candidate and you see that they move, someone states she moved to step, like, 3 times or whatever, you find out why that person moved, you know, and if that knowledge that you obtain is acceptable, then it's okay. But if you see that it's not an acceptable knowledge of why they keep moving, then you wouldn't hire. That's considered a red flag. You wouldn't hire the candidate. So her moving wasn't a red flag.
Okay. So she's not asking to sign like a 3-year contract or something. Locked in.
We still have to agree to those terms, but
90 days.
It may be 90 days, it may be 60. That still has to be ironed out, but it wouldn't be as long as I think you may be thinking.
Right.
We're not ready for that either. Maybe at the end of a period it would then stretch to that.
But you will be reevaluating.
Yes.
That's what we agreed on.
Evaluate in the first 90. Yes. To see, it's going to take probably some time.
Yeah. And we really do need your feedback because we don't know what it's like working at the library, you know, under this new person.
Sure. Plus, you have to remember, this is not Michelle now. This is a lady that's totally different personality.
Whoever it is, you know, whoever we end up with isn't going to be Michelle.
No.
And there are things that we do when we live in the community that we've come to expect that aren't actually sound expectations of somebody who even lived 45 minutes away. There are people who could live 30 minutes away and go, I'm done for the day. I'm not coming back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I do that too. Sometimes Mrs. Gartung and I joke, we just might as well get a cot. We live at this middle school. If they say we're having a program, we'll go. Michelle was the same way here. But I don't know that that's something we could expect of every new person. Some people might say, I have a work-life balance and I have boundaries. I'm not coming after 7 or after 8. You know what I mean? That wasn't her,
right.
But we can't place that same exact expectation on the new person because we will likely be disappointed if we expect them to do, like, somebody who's just loves the community like their own. You know, we treat it differently because we're, we
but
live
I can,
here.
I can say that one of the things that I got from her was that she said she loves the library, that she will fit in and do her, whatever it takes to make our library move and do what we need to do as far as the goals that we set for her. As far as the staff, I just have to reiterate again, we won't know unless you guys let us know. I mean, the standard probationary is 90, but, you know, I have to look at our policies to see, but you guys have to, you know, work with her, see what's going on and so forth. And then we'll have our goals that we'll be evaluating to see if she's meeting those goals.
What are those goals?
We're discussing that.
And will we be discussing those goals on our own or with the input of the staff? Russ is going to bring that up.
Yeah, we can have those discussions with the staff and ourselves.
I mean, I think part of it we've talked about is strategic plan.
Yes.
You know, going forward, ways to rebrand the library, ways to increase
programming,
and ways to invest in the community to where we have
out
people
who
are coming
right.
to the library, opposed to them going to another library, or
right.
you know, increase registration rates, things like that.
Library cards.
Yeah.
Ways
to improve our funds.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't know if some of you, one of the things, which for some people may feel like, this is great, this is going well, but, I mean, like, I use Facebook, and I had to use everything in me not to refrain from, like, telling people to stop blasting my library and talking about how it's so much better here and there, and I use my card here, and, oh, I just got my card from them, but I use it someplace else, and I'm like, we need, in our community, we need a rebranding. We need people to feel like their card is worth it here. They feel like it's not worth the money they pay, and if they don't pay, they're not willing to pay. The mom who was new to the community came on and said, I went and they told me it cost this much money. I was just trying to get my kids' books to read summer reading, and then the responses were just like spiraling out of control, negative. And I'm like, I'm sure they would have given you a book, but there's no way for somebody to pay, you know, monthly or pay a little bit at a time. It's like you're a member or you're not a member. You live here or you don't, and you pay this large sum. And, you know, you're new to the community. It just didn't feel, she felt like she was being pushed out.
Can I address that situation? Because I'm the one who interacted with the person via email.
Oh, wow.
I offered her every solution under the sun. I told her she could use her license to check out Levante. I told her we had some reading returns here that her daughter could read if she couldn't pick up the thing. And I just want to say that she definitely wasn't met with a you live here, you don't attitude. I went with her. So
and I'm sure she wasn't. And you could tell half of them didn't even read what happened. They just go, but the negativity spreads. Like, so that response, her getting on there and saying, oh, I just wanted, she made it sound more like sad, like, I just wanted to get them cards. But the people who responded were so negative, and they
yeah, it was like vitriolic. It was
yes, and how they've never gone to this library. They take their car to Oswego, or how I would never pay that money. What did you even get for that money? It's ridiculous. Plano gives you free videos. I'm not paying the like. It just went on, and I'm like,
those are people that aren't coming in here though, mm-hmm. because since and I'm not patting myself on the back, but Marianne and I worked really, really hard, and the children's department has done an excellent job providing extra programming and making sure that those opportunities are available to read and return. I mean, that's our baby right there, to make sure that all kids have a book. We are doing
for free DVD rentals.
Yeah,
I feel like
we
are know
doing
that.
It. Those people aren't coming in to experience
but our larger community.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I remember working. They rebranded. I thought I'm as an employee. I was like, we do fantastic.
Yes.
But sometimes you need a more strategic business mind for how to make the community see the great that's happening inside. We all know the great's happening inside. I remember going to the mini golf and going, y'all just don't understand. I was like, y'all just, it's too ridiculously awesome. You should all be here. People are like, what? But sometimes you need a fresh face, a fresh name. I honestly feel like a lot of people are missing out, not because you're not doing a great job, but it may be the way we're advertising what's happening inside. Does that make sense?
It's a big part for us to work on, too, as,
yeah,
board.
As a board.
Mm-hmm. You guys have
to be the first to say I'm not a marketing person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, going to those chambers, like, some,
yes.
You almost need somebody who's going to snooze and be at all of these business events.
Well, and
you see what I mean?
Too, that those are after hours, those are in the community,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I think we need is someone involved in our community.
And that's going to be on our strategic goal. So the person's either going to be able to meet those needs or not.
And Alyssa said that's one of her primary focuses was getting out into the community and selling the library to the chamber and getting money for the library for its needs.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think from my time at the library, the one thing I see that I think would be a great hindrance to what you're asking done is finances.
Mm-hmm.
Since the day I started, everything is it's absolutely bare bones. There's mm-hmm. no
yep.
extra money. There's
money. And
yeah.
that's part of
there's
my
nothing
goals.
To be done. So how are...
Part of the
there
goals is for her to help create additional funding for the library.
Creative funding.
Okay. So...
And long term, we may have to ask the community for a levy increase. We haven't discussed that as a board, but
okay.
we may have to do that because...
Is that the only way to get... And I don't really understand completely how the finances
yeah.
come here
yep.
through the control of the city and the mayor. Is that the way to get more finances coming? Or are we... I mean, I think isn't the library entitled to a certain amount?
Yes.
Do we get that all?
It's very complicated.
They've changed the way
relationship
it's calculated and given
between
to
the
us.
City and the library.
Okay.
But we're not. I mean, we just budget what they give us.
Yeah. So
we're under them.
We're part of them.
Okay, so,
they yeah.
So
they,
we're not necessarily getting 100%.
No,
what
we are not.
Yeah.
Absolutely
and
not.
If they want to cut us back, they can.
And do.
Yeah.
She understands money finances.
So
it's almost like, is this right? She's
yes.
like, no. So
is getting over that hump part of what our new director is going to do?
Yes.
Or is that outside of her control?
No, that is part of her primary goal, is
okay.
to get over that hump. And I think we need to find a way to finance the library into its own district, which takes money.
Right.
So, I mean, I know Barb Johnson and Beth Ambrose went through a lot of legwork to come up with everything that was needed to be done, but in the end, it came down to money. The library didn't have enough money in the bank to be able to finance the changeover.
So then, somewhat am I hearing that we have to start with the rebranding and the positive aspect, and you have to get out in the community, you have to get the community behind you, but then... brings along a push and effort to the city to make them fine.
I mean, if you were to put something out there and be like, vote,
yeah.
who would vote yes
yeah.
to give the library more money? Like,
yeah.
that's what I mean. That kind of
yeah.
stuff, having that kind of stuff out there,
right.
you put that on the bill and it'll just, like, backfire like crazy. I mean, stuff that we know, people backfired over school supplies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, lost their crud because they had to buy school supplies for the game. I'm like, we've had to buy school supplies in this
sure.
district since I moved here. Since before that, I'm sure. But people are like, can you believe it? And a couple people are like, teachers are on this board. You're bashing teachers. You're bashing the schools.
Yes.
If you can't afford to buy them, don't buy them.
Right.
If you can. But you see how like that negative, and it spreads, and it makes people say, yeah, these schools are asking for too much. Yeah, and then they wouldn't pass anything that came along. So if we don't, I feel like if we don't have a real good sense in our community or a good feel by a lot more people than the people who already come here and love our programs. If we don't spread that, it's going to be hard to convince anybody to give us more money.
Well, we all know.
I love the library. You see me all the time. But I feel being a part of the board now, to be in my community where I live and to be at APU and meet a new resident and she says to me, oh, I didn't even know we had a library here. I just go to Oswego. That nearly broke my heart. How do you not know that we have a library right here 2 minutes away?
She's not somebody who even bothered to Google it. That's why. That kind of stuff makes
me mad. Well, probably they told her just go to Oswego or whatever.
Somebody told her to go somewhere else.
But, you know, and I'm saying, I'm telling them, like, really, we have great programs. You need to come. So that branding is just so important.
We have.
I don't think a lot of people know what we have going on here. And where I live, we have a lot of homes going up. And so that means more residents, new residents, more people. And we want to make sure that they know we exist.
So aside from a director position, if this is what you want to accomplish and you want to get the community stuff and everything done, will there be other staff positions that maybe will be developed along with that to help make that happen? You can't just use the same. I mean, that has to happen aside from... I mean, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
I understand what you're saying, but we have to come along.
Well, it all boils back to money.
Finance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, really to me,
could there be other positions?
There sure could.
If we become our own, okay. If we become our own district, yes. Then absolutely there would be a whole lot of new positions.
Yes.
That's where the money comes from. You know,
when you're comparing like Oswego Library from Brooklyn,
yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yes.
And now you there.
Go away
there.
They're a district.
Yeah.
They're a district.
Right.
Right.
They get money.
And what is Plano?
Plano is a district as well.
They are.
It's a rhythm.
And in order to get a district, you have to get these people that are coming to you and saying, but I shouldn't have to pay that. They will, because it's going to be their taxes. That's how they go by. Their taxes, just like we do in the city.
People don't complain when I work the circulation desk. People don't complain when it's part of their taxes.
No.
Because they don't look and see what they're paying. They don't understand.
You really either ran into that, right?
I've run into it many times. People have lived in an area that serves our entire lives. When they move into unincorporated somewhere, it's the first time they've ever heard anything about it. I can't tell you how many times. And, you know, I understand. I was horrified when I first started working here and found that out. I have to tell people that.
So sorry, you've been using us for years, and now you can't.
But there's nothing we can do.
The state
is making us do that. We can't even give them a break.
Yeah.
I find that the response is not different when you're telling somebody that they're going to pay $110 a year versus the people that are coming in from Fields of Farm County or where the golf course is, and we're telling them they're going to pay $550 or $600. Their response is the same. So somewhat it is the amount, but a lot of the times they just don't understand.
The library should be free.
Yeah,
right.
How would you put books on the shelves if you paid nothing?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that's really where their minds are,
yeah.
Especially if you come from a city.
Yes.
Because you didn't pay individually from paying rent or whatever, you know, whoever owns the property of a city. But a lot of people who come from cities aren't used to it. We didn't pay school fees where I'm from. We didn't have long school supply lists. So it was all new to me. But I understand, being a library person, I look at my tax bill. It's on there. I'm paying for this. I'm going to that library. I told my daughter, high school is across the street now. Woohoo! You walk yourself to that beautiful library. But other people don't get it, that they already pay, use it. If we could even start with the people who already pay who aren't using it, maybe we could start to change people. Because there are lots of people who pay who don't even, people who live in our subdivisions that are already having it taken out, who don't even come here. I don't get it. One of the first things I do when I move someplace, I look for the library. I came toward this library the minute I was moving here. Other people move here, live here 2 years, and don't even know we exist. But that's people who are going to seek that kind of stuff out, and people who are not. We're going to need to act. Kind of like how our district started doing the books for every new baby. It's so that they're starting with a positive. That kid's not coming to our school for 5-6 years. We give them a book the minute we hear one is born, because we are trying to change over your perception of the entire school district. And that does take money. But you can't undo that first impression, you know what I mean? And I think it's all of that we need somebody who is ready to do all of that, spearhead all of that, not just me. Everybody's like, you have a lot of ideas. I was like, and I'm not running for the job. I'm not qualified. So no. But somebody who's way more qualified but has lots of ideas too.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're trying.
Don't be shy. This is why we're here.
I think they expressed some of their concerns. The travel one is a big one for me too. We talked about that for sure.
Negative
safe.
Yes, I mean,
that's what we're here for.
It won't.
Something you don't like.
For sure.
If there's something you don't like, now's the time to sell.
Let it all out.
Well,
ladies.
It's just going back to the distance thing. When there is a situation after hours, and she's gone the day, who's that backup person going to be?
We're going to need them.
When the issue arises.
Right now.
It is right now.
That happens lots of possibilities of who that backup is.
I'm just a little bit further than Michelle is.
I think we're going to need to designate someone. I led. Not me.
Did I tell you I was resigning the board?
Picking up your house.
We have to decide what we're going to do. Because it's going to probably happen.
I really do believe that if she's unable to make it, it would be one less.
Right.
Really?
Well, he has the keys and knows the alarms, and I don't know it, and I don't know.
I've always been on the alarm call. From day one. I don't want to say it, but
most companies. But most corporations have backup.
Yeah, they have their call tree.
Yes. So, and that's just standard.
12 minutes.
It happens in every organization.
I'm closer than you.
You have the person that's in charge. You have backup. You have a backup. So it's just a standard thing. We'll have to decide as a board who that designated party will be.
She's away before she was.
So we really do need to develop an emergency plan.
We do have an emergency plan. It needs to be addressed or refreshed. Because we got a new director, new board members and whatnot.
I would assume that would just be part of it.
Until they figure out a new plan. To alleviate your concerns, it's not me.
Once I'm asleep, I sleep like the dead, so I am not the right person.
Yeah.
Just saying.
She really is.
Just saying.
You're cracking me up.
Well, it's not really about the choice specifically, but we are all aware of the hullabaloo that happened with the city over this. So, how is that going? How is that smooth? What should we be expecting in that?
No cooperation from the city.
We should be.
Cold shoulder. Cold shoulder, and don't ask them for anything, because it's not in the intergovernmental agreement. We can't even borrow cones from them.
Nothing from the wrecks. And
everything has to be negotiated.
Yeah.
So is it because we're renegotiating now because it's a new director coming in?
Because we didn't accept their proposal, which said, basically turn it over to the rec department.
Right.
They wanted to bring their director over here.
Did you guys want that?
I know.
I'm just kidding.
We didn't think our staff
that seemed fairly unanimous.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fight for your own space all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be the first time.
Yep.
I hate to ask. I'm not really trying to drag it out. I'm not trying to be. But. And I did work in the corporate world before I sent them to raise my children. And that was 16, 17 years ago. And even back then, that was very childish. And that's very unprofessional. And that's very unacceptable behavior. And there were consequences to people who behaved that way. Mm-hmm. So in today's world, I'm assuming it's the same. How to say that I didn't get what I want, so forget,
Yep.
Okay, so we have no recourse. You have no recourse. You can't go.
No.
You plan the meeting that they didn't have time to agree to.
The problem is that we're asking them to show up to discuss this, and the answer was no.
Yeah.
We're under them. We're not equal.
Above them to go to their boss to say.
Their boss is the mayor.
I asked the mayor and Bart to come to our meeting, and they both said no.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think he helps.
Right.
Well, he was
this
kind of spearhead of the
whole
thing.
I think a lot of.
I think we should interact with them about it.
Yeah.
We offered it once. Let's continue.
Yeah.
Do we keep waiting for them to come, or do we go and see them?
We take care of getting our house in order, and then go to them and say, this is what we need to do. Yeah. So I think the biggest problem with the city is they control everything over there. The library is a very unique entity of the city.
Is it time for us to take some of that control back?
Yes.
Bring our finances back to the library. I was talking to a director west of here. They're a district library. Mm-hmm. She said they pay between $300 and $400 a month for one person to come in a couple days a month to do the bills and everything before the board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
So that's just the bills. Do they also keep track of their accounts at the bank and all of that stuff, or do they have somebody? Because we have somebody who, the city, who
we can
puts out our budget and everything.
Rob does the payroll. Rob does everything over there. He's very, very good at what he does. He's very...
He's meticulous.
Very meticulous, and he's very cooperative with us. He's a...
Will that continue?
It's in the intergovernmental agreement.
That's
so,
the
yes.
Agreement.
That's in the
agreement. There is an agreement I've never seen. Yeah. There is an agreement. So there are some
It's an agreement that I think that's been around for about 30 years.
They had started to do more stuff for us.
Yeah.
I think in this anticipation of maybe, because we were all like, it's really nice. They're pulling. Remember, like a couple months ago, we're like, I don't know. They just started doing stuff for us and pulling. We should have seen it come. I mean, we were all very surprised. We're like, they've just been really generous. And then this came, and I was like, I love the rec. When I moved here, I was like, I signed my kids up for all this. That's how I met half of you. Her son, but at the same time, that doesn't mean we should just merge the two just because it's convenient. And I think they really took it personal. Like, I don't think they were seeing it because they don't understand the way a library works. They took it personal. Like, we've been doing all this stuff for you guys, and you don't want us.
They wanted the building.
Some of the other districts, they don't bring in their staff, but I've seen they have shared building where they have their parks and recreation activities, and they have the library down the hall, but not the staff coming in and taking over.
Yeah.
The library people are the library.
When we tabled their proposal, we did not say we didn't want to cooperate with them, we didn't want to work with them. They're the ones who went off and said, we're going to take our marbles and go home.
Because we actually said we would come back and visit them.
Yeah, it was just tabled. The proposal was tabled.
Yeah, it's tabled until we got pending a director.
And we got an email right after that meeting. Mm-hmm. Please, basically, don't ask us for anything.
Yeah.
They just didn't want us to hire a library director.
Right.
Well, they said that it was to help with our budget, which I understand.
But I think the opinions that were voiced against it, also from the community that showed up, also put the nail in it, because they saw that it wasn't wanted by the community as well.
It wasn't.
No.
The people who were here are strong library supporters, our friends, president, and people who have been here for many, many years, on the board for years, and they were like, no. And this is why no. And this is why no. And so it wasn't just us, but I think they still took it. They took it personal. So we are where we are.
This isn't the first time that politics from the mayor, from the city,
has different mayor at the time.
It's been a while.
Two different mayors.
Yeah.
Two different mayors.
Yeah.
And,
So I said, we gave you guys, we've selected someone with library experience. Let's give it a chance. If you see things, bring it to us. But we've selected someone with library experience that, has done it for us many years, and let's just see what she does.
She's
if it doesn't work out, we can always hire the park and rec department.
I don't know what I was going to say.
You have to work with it.
My brain went dead.
I'm just telling you, because I've worked with employees for many, many years. It's nothing for you guys to be afraid of when you're voicing your opinion. We will not know, and we can't fix it as a board if you don't address it to us.
Yeah.
We're not here every day. You guys are. You're interacting with them, the community.
Yeah.
You're going to know.
Previous directors before Michelle, I don't think any of you were here at that time, but we had two directors.
I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I wasn't working here, but I had a library card. I remember that.
Okay. Well, we got rid of it because of the employees. I mean, we didn't know. Well, I'm not surprised with one. But the other one was qualified. She just didn't want to do the work. She wanted to take it home and have compensation and all that baloney. And so we just kind of ended that one. So, but we have to know from you guys. Otherwise, who knows what we would have had.
Right.
So you have to...
You have to keep us in your loop.
Yeah. And don't wait to the last minute. Bring it up. And if you know a board meeting's coming, get it to where, if you can't be here, like Russ said, get it to somebody. But we don't want to get it at the last, because if we get it at the last minute, we can't do anything about it.
Right.
At that moment. And then it lingers on.
You have to remember, she is going to be different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I wish I had been there for one of
for me to even have to hire somebody different than Michelle. But you have to do it. And we have to get somebody that's...
That's qualified.
That's qualified, yeah. And they're going to be aggressive with the town to try and get some money for us.
Right.
And to make us know more than we are.
Yeah,
so we just have to have a positive thought about it.
Yeah.
And I told her, don't... I think I did. I think I told her...
Don't mess.
Please, just don't come in like a
like
storm.
A tornado and blow everybody off the door.
Because we love our staff.
Because we know that they're not used to that.
No.
Yeah.
I could say one thing. I know at school, if the teachers had a particular difficulty with a child, we were told, document.
That's
document.
That's right.
And when the irate mother comes in, you can say, well, on Thursday the 12th, he did blah, blah, blah. And you got it right there.
That's exactly what teachers are supposed to do.
If we, and I'm, this works both ways. Mm-hmm. If she does something that we think is really good, document that.
Yep.
All right.
Because you should,
yeah, let us know either way. She's doing something good, she's doing something bad.
Right. We should put in something for all staff to do the good stuff.
She likes having meetings with the staff too. So.
Yeah, she likes staff meetings. So that's not how that goes.
And staff outings. She says she was like to
pick things
and
whatnot.
Yeah.
And there won't be any names dropped to her. I mean.
No.
What name?
If you come.
Oh, yeah. It's all confidential.
And I can run to her unless it's something real serious, and we have to bring her in and tell her, you know, you can't do that, but. Names will not be
said. So any concerns will remain anonymous.
Yes.
Correct.
It's
necessary to.
Unless it brings pause.
Yep.
And that's just standard, unless it brings pause. You know, you shouldn't really do anything unless it's something that's detrimental and against the pause.
She'll have a lot of work to do when she comes in.
Yeah, it's going to take probably a month just to.
Yeah.
She's better than me at names.
Tell her where the stepladder is so she can open the cabinets.
Have her wear gloves and rubberized shoes when she's going to
smash. Make sure you tell all the details.
She's going to be like, oh no. Where have I moved to?
Everything is selected.
Anything else? This is
sure.
You guys' meeting, and we'll stay here as long, talk about this as long as you want. But we don't want to keep you here any longer than...
So there's no acceptance?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
There's
don't have a timeline.
We don't... We do.
Starting
she probably won't make September 1st. Simply because of how long it takes to do the background checks and drug tests and things like that. It'll probably be closer to the middle of September.
Okay.
So that's... We were hoping for September 1st, but I don't think we'll make it.
I was pushing for August, but just... Yeah. Also, August.
Yeah. Anything else?
What's the saying? Speak now or
speak now or speak later. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at Jan.
What's
this? I'm looking at Jan. You don't have any questions?
You're talking to Barb?
No.
Barb?
No, her.
Joan.
Cheryl.
I was like, that's Cheryl. Is it two Cheryls?
Yeah. Cheryl.
Well, it's like Julie at work. It's like five.
You're looking.
No, I think my questions have been addressed.
Okay. If you got any ideas for a newsletter that we can promote the library with, that's one of her, that's going to be one of her first duties.
We have a newsletter.
Yeah, well, we got to figure out how to get it to more people.
It's an e-newsletter.
Yeah, we need to get it somehow or another.
They need to give us their permission for us to put them on the newsletter.
But you know what they don't need? We need brand new addresses. Anytime somebody closes on a house in district, we need to get some. Like, we find out about a new baby and they get a book.
Yeah.
We need to get something. Like, I know, but somehow that address list is in that public record, because I know people who they know exactly how much everybody's house costs. Like, a lot of teachers said, he got the house for a steal. I was like, what? He goes, that was in the paper. I was like, okay, I don't spend my free time looking at people's home prices, but they know when somebody closes the address and everything. So maybe somehow we could get out a postcard or something. So there's no way you could live here more than a couple months and not know there's a public library here for you. At least the people who already pay.
Work with the realtors. You know, she can work with the realtors in the area.
Yeah. That's another good one.
Yeah.
They used to do that.
So you guys think
they used to do that home thing, like when you first moved here. But didn't she kind of go away?
She retired.
Yes.
But I don't know, when I first moved here, there was that. It's cool.
Yeah,
but all this information about your town.
We tried it.
Before I even closed up my house, I was at the trick or treat Halloween thing. I was all about my new community. We went in October and we trick or treat in the dark. I didn't even close my house, and then we went and slept on the carpet. I was like, yay, we moved to New York. I don't know where this is, but I'm happy to be here. My 3-year-olds and other kids are like that. Hey, they've got a new workout program coming up at that Van Emmon. I'm about to be on that. See, I supported my person. I was like, $25? That's a good price. It's cheaper than everything else going on around here.
Yeah, but
you
need to keep that.
Where do they get going?
New exercise classes, morning and afternoon exercise. They took over that exercise facility on Van Emmon. Got to support. I'm going there, put in positive vibes. We miss you helping out at the library. We had a lot of weeds outside.
I think that's where City Hall is moving. Anyway.
I'm just joking. I'm missing it.
If you guys are done, we'll let you go home.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Come and talk to us anytime. If you see us in the library, pull us aside and give us an earful.
No,
pardon?
For PE? They all want this for them.
I looked it up. But we're not doing that yet. We're doing the they can apply quote first. As we all remember from our last meeting, we had that $2,900 quote to replace that control board. I did get a talk with. I did talk with Brad Ross.
She's horrified.
And let's see, I got to get from here to.
Gross hobo.
Okay, their technician recommends that the control board get replaced to resolve the issues that the unit is shutting down on starter fault F51. What that means, I don't know. But I think that was the oil level indicator or something like that. When I voiced our concern that, you know, how confident are we that this is going to fix our problem? And he said, there's no way of knowing why the unit shuts down in the rain. So his solution to that was that he's giving us 2 hours of free diagnosis time on the unit to make sure everything is functioning within normal parameters. And there's no damage from critters chewing on the wires or whatever. That's about $200-$300 worth of diagnostic time.
This is like, after you fix it, if something else goes on, he'll come back.
No, they'll do it at the same time they're here. They'll do it at the time they're here.
We need it for
replacing the board. They're going to go over the whole unit and make sure everything is working properly.
Well, what if they find something else that's wrong?
Well, then whatever that might cost.
I'm just saying, I had somebody come out for my thing just to clean it, which was $100. And while he was cleaning it, he found a $400 repair. He strongly recommended I get it. I was like, here's your check for the cleaning. Because they often do, I mean, it's an older unit.
I don't believe he's going to do this unless it's seriously something that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
So I'm believing that they're going to do a two-hour diagnostic on it, check the unit, make sure everything's functioning properly, and...
I mean, we know there's something wrong.
We know there's something wrong because we don't need Dixie or whoever out there flipping 400 needle volt breakers. That's a bad thing.
Right.
That's very bad.
So we need to find out what's wrong with that. Yeah. Although Dixie did say that this last time it rained, it didn't shut down. So,
and it storms pretty badly.
Yeah.
No, because that's the heat. We don't have issue with the heat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the control board does need to be replaced.
I thought that we couldn't vote on spending money.
This is a board meeting. It was on the agenda previously.
It's not on this agenda.
But it's not on this agenda. It was added, so we can't choose, we can't vote to spend the money on it. Is my understanding. Sorry.
I did that thing three years ago. I don't
know. Unfinished business.
But it wasn't listed specifically.
Pardon?
But it wasn't listed. That's just my understanding. If I'm wrong, great.
What do your notes say?
So I'm looking. I'm just wondering why it's an emergency. Like, what if there is an underneath for an emergency?
Yeah.
You know?
Technically, this isn't an emergency.
Yeah, I could see them saying that's not an emergency since it was tabled from the last meeting.
Right.
I definitely think
it's
working right now. It's not that it's not working. Like, if it stopped working, we'd have to pay and get it fixed.
Yeah.
I think it definitely needs to be addressed at the next meeting.
We're open right now.
We're open meeting.
Mine says exceptions to open meetings, the taking of any final action at a closed session is prohibited.
No, we're still in open.
Because it wasn't on the agenda initially that we were going to vote on it. That
my notes.
With a dollar amount attached.
Yeah, we don't have all of those details.
We can vote to do it. We just can't vote to spend the money on it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Is my understanding.
Right.
So we can vote to do it and then vote to spend the money
at the next meeting.
At the next board.
So they can call them and schedule the appointment for them to come out.
Right.
Okay.
Do say no votes if not on agenda. That statement is actually
It's not on the agenda.
No votes.
Well, we can amend the agenda. That's why that part is in there.
It says, can discuss an item that does not appear on the agenda but cannot vote or take action on something that is not specifically referenced on the agenda.
So why do we have
when did he amend the agenda?
Just before the meeting, or as step three.
Is that
I think it means amended like before the meeting but after it's being posted.
Because otherwise you could just be at I'd like to spend
anything,
a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we're gonna have to wait till September.
We've got amendments to the agenda.
Sorry.
Two different people's notes say cannot vote on anything.
Think, yeah.
And that's been my understanding of it.
Yeah.
And
that's
sorry.
No.
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 I will let them know that
Dixie and Shelley are like, no.
We're almost 3 weeks away. I'll be here for that meeting. I won't be fishing this time. We'll just have to take action in September to keep everything.
How long is the quote for?
It's been hanging around for 3 months now.
It's about the time that they cancel the quote and say.
I'll let them know that because yes, we were in agreement that yes, we would like to be. It's something we have to do, and diagnose the machine is something we need to do. But because of the Open Meetings Act and everything else,
right,
we can't vote on it and do anything about it until September.
What about the times when we have said, okay, we need that, so we'll let the director do that, and we didn't have to vote? It was a limited amount of money.
Yeah,
I think it was under 1,000.
Yeah, it was under 1,000. We just said, yep, she can do that. Because we gave her that authority to spend that much money.
Yeah.
So, okay, I will let them know that that's what we have to do.
Quick question.
Yes.
Breaks down in a week. I don't want to pay them $400 to fix it.
That's an emergency, though.
Yeah.
In an emergency, can we have them come out and replace the board, knowing that we plan to approve it in September? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, would they come out and fix it and charge us for fixing it when we are going to turn around in a few months and pay thousands, I mean, a few weeks and pay thousands for them to replace
it? If it's the same problem with this, with that same control board, if that's what caused the unit to go down, then I would say
somehow
yes.
Somehow can we authorize them to tell them to go ahead and replace the control board until we approve it is all I'm asking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so that
it,
they know.
They've actually done that before.
You know our wishes.
They've not replaced the control board.
Not this control board, but other ones to get the thing running. Because
okay.
It has to keep running. It's 90 degrees outside, and we don't have air conditioning.
Sometimes you pay to fix it, and you're going to replace the part. 2 months later, you might as well replace it the first time.
Right.
I know we formally can't approve it, but if it breaks in a week,
you know our wishes.
Yes.
You know which one of those things, if they give you a choice.
Yep. So I will let Brad know that this is how we have to handle it. Okay, moving on. Where am I with my...
Candidates' concerns?
Candidates' concerns, that's going to be...
Executive session.
We need a motion to go into... I'll make that motion since I have have everything right here. I will make a motion to go into executive session for the appointment... employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. Now we need a second. And now we need a roll call.
Yes. Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes. Okay. We're back in regular session, so we need a motion to...
Don't we need a roll call back in the regular?
No.
I know. Doesn't seem
right.
I can look it up again.
No, that's fine.
I'm pretty sure.
We've done it wrong for a long time.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need a roll call back into regular session. I think we need a roll call into executive session, but not coming back out again.
Okay.
So, we need a motion to, what do we want to say?
Make a motion that Russ talks to.
No, we want to say give the...
I know.
President of the Board of Trustees, the authority to negotiate with the library director candidate. How does that sound?
I make that motion.
You make that motion. I need a second.
I second.
And we're not spending money, so that's a voice vote, I believe. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? You sorry now. Okay, I think we're...
Is it too late to say nay?
Okay, I guess if there's no other business, we can adjourn the meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's get out of here.